From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Dozens dead in Syria airstrikes. A wave of airstrikes and shelling killed more than 60 people in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. At least 27 people died at a hospital operated by the charity group Doctors Without Borders. The UN envoy for Syria is appealing to the U.S. and Russia to help revive peace talks, which he said hang by the thread. South Korean defense officials say the North has again tried and failed to test a mid-range missile. Jonathan Miller, East Asia Fellow at the East-West Institute, says the latest suspected tests of two intermediate-range missiles continues to complicate the North's relationship with China.
I'd say one word, obviously complicated, in the sense that China's in a tough spot. They're in a very tough spot, becoming a bit of a severe nuisance for China, but it's a complicated relationship for sure.
The reports come ahead of a major North Korean ruling party meeting next week, where leader Kim Jong-un is looking to solidify his power on a government he inherited after his dictator father's death in 2011. The Al Jazeera Media Network says Iraqi authorities have shut down their bureau in Baghdad and banned its journalists from reporting in the country. Al Jazeera's website says the Iraqi Communications and Media Commission informed them in a letter on Wednesday that it was withdrawing the media network's license to operate in the country due to, quote, violations of the official codes of conduct. The network, which broadcasts in English and Arabic, says it has not done anything wrong. And you're listening to VOA News.